Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Tezayin, which mainly is discussing the sugya of Paris Ka'imid, as the Gemara starts off on Tezvav Amud Beis. The Gemara starts off telling us we're dealing with a mechitza, which has a part of the mechitza is closed off, and part of it is open, part of the area is open. Paris koyim, if they're equal. If they're equal, what's the din? The assumption over here is that if the emel is meruba aparot, then it has a din of kulei emet. The question is, if it's equal, paret meruba aemet, we'll see what that din is. Question over here, what's the halacha as far as if they're equal? Gemara tells us the machlekes of Papa and Rav Huna, and as the Gemara continues, we see that this is a derayah question over here, because they're arguing what was Agmar Rachmana L'Moshe. As we had before, that mechitzas is halacha Moshe Sinai. Many halachas mechitzin are mehilchasam, and this is a question: what halacha Moshe Sinai was said concerning this halacha? Gemara tells us, Rav Papa says, Poritz ka'omid, if the poritz, the open, and the omid, the closed area are equal, it's mutter, hachri, agamar, echmar, lamayishi. Vaitip, it's ruba. That you shouldn't have the poritz more than the omid. Therefore, if it's equal, it's mutter. And Rav Huna ben Yeshua tells us, it's also, hachri, agamar, echmar, lamayishi, gdor ruba. Eloch, meshmer, Sinai, the directive of how to set up the mechitza was gedor ruba. Make sure gedor, that's the part which is sosum, geder. Gedor ruba. And therefore, if it's not right, if it's equal, then it's awesome. Now, the Gemara on Daf Tezayin, in bringing a raya to this machlokes, the Gemara brings a braisa. That's what we want to focus on today. On this braisa, which Rashi tells us that this braisa really is talking to the din of Kelayim. Kelayim, we just had this past week's parsha, there's an Isser in the Torah Kelayim, planting of two things, Barbuvia. And this braisa over here is one of the rayas that when we talk about the Isser Kelayim, the Isser is not necessarily because they are being yoinik zemizeh, that they're getting their nutrients one from the next. That's the problem of planting too close, because you see from over here that they definitely the two things are definitely very close. There's a mechitza in between. In some of these halachas, there's not even a mechitza. Actually, it's just an avir. And Rashi tells us that the iser is that it shouldn't be barbuvia. It shouldn't be a mixture. So once it's there's a separation, we could see that it's two separate things. That takes care of the iser, and therefore we even find in other situations that if they're really planted one another, but if in different formations, one's going one direction, other direction, if they're coming in a corner, if it's clear which this min is this min and that's that min, we don't get involved in the Isser of Kalayim. However, you see from over here that there has to be some kind of din mechitza in order to make this separation. So now the Brice over here tells us Nimm es at oim shalosh midas b'mechitzes. That there are three measures, three categories of mechitzes. Now this price is a little complicated the way the price speaks it out. And the Rishonim in the Ritva gives us a simpler way of seeing what the kavana of the three categories over here is. And the Ritva over here on this piece of Gemara gives us a little hakdama, a little introduction to the Braisa before he goes and explaining it. And he tells us the kavana. The Braisa talks about Sholosh Midas B'Mechitzes. Three measures, three categories. And he says that three categories, what we're referring to over here, is that there are three dinim that you could have. We're dealing with something which the mechitza is partially open and partially closed. Poritz, open. Oymid is the part that's closed. And he says that the three possibilities, what the halacha could be. Either the halacha is that it's considered kulay sosum. That means when we look at this mechitza as it's totally closed, and it's mutter to plant kilayim, let's talk kilayim. It's mutter to plant two different minim on either side at any point of this mechitza, even in the ear space, which is called the poritz, you could plant. That's one halacha. When you have poritz and an oimer in a mechitza, it's all mutter. That's the first din, that's the midah achas, that's the first category. Then on the other extreme, we have a situation when it'll be osur, the whole thing will be osur, even kneged ha'oimid, even if you want to plant on where the oimid is, where the closed area is, you want to plant on either side, the halacha will be that you can't. And then we'll have a third halacha, which is that kneged ha'oimid is mutter, and kneged ha'poros is osur. That means that you could plant, you have this one mechitza, partially closed and partially open. And this midah is, this halacha is, that you can only plant kineged the sosum, the area that's closed off, but the area which is open, that'll be awesome. These are the three halachas, and he goes on to say that that's why there are only gimel midas, because a third halacha is not possible over here. There's no way to say that there should be an opposite in that kneged ha'oimid should be osur, kneged ha'por should be mutter. So these are the three categories that we're going to deal with. Again, we're going to deal with one halacha where it's going to be kulay mutter. It's going to be mutter to plant even in the open space, even in the ear space. So you can plant on one side, one min, one type, and the other another type, and not going to have a kalayim issue. And then the other extreme will be when it will be all osur. You can't even plant in the ear where you have the oimid, where you have the closing off. You can't plant on this side and on that side, even though it would seem that you have something, some kind of separation. But the din says that mechitza is not a mechitza, so you don't have a separation. And then the third halacha is a split din, that over here, wherever the oimid is, wherever that partition is, you could plant, but where the avers, you can't.
Question: the Gemara is assuming that the chitzas in all different situations are the same. Is that a true statement? Meaning we're going to climb, but we're also going to apply the oimid to everything.
Yeah. The Gemara is associating three dini mechitza together. Kilayim, Ervin, Hilchas Rishuyis, and Sukkah, dinim schach. That's what the Gemara does over here. And it's a good point that you're raising, that does that mean that they're totally dependent on one or the other, they all have the same dinim, or that there is certain basic fundamental halachas which are the same, but there might be differences, and that you'll have to work out to see. But it definitely is a base din that the Gemara is comparing them all to each other to. So the first halacha over here is, this is how the Rishpah sets it up for us, is when the open space is less than Gimel Tvachim. This is what we're familiar with, it's called Lovut. Lovut, something which is an ear space which is less than Gimel Tvachim, that's also Halacha Moshe Sinai, that it's considered Sosum. Being that it's such a small area which is open, the din tells us that that area is closed. That's closed. Now, that being closed is not related, is not because of the closed area next to it. Meaning to say, this halacha would apply that even if it's poritz merubah l'ha'imid, let's say your mechitza is made up of very thin
slats,
okay? All right. So each slat is, you know, is just one etzba wide, very 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 thin, and the ear space that you have between each one is less than 3 tefachim. So really, what you have over here is that the parutz, the ear space, is more than the oymid. Nevertheless, over here it's good, even though that was an agreed on assumption that parutz ko'imid is not going to be mad to you, but over here. You have a different thing to give the heter. The heter over here is the fact that's lovin. Anything which is within 3 tefachim, this is such a small space. The halacha is that we view it as sosum. It's closed. So you have a full mechitz over here. The way the halacha looks at such a thing is that it's kulay sosum. It's full. It's fully closed. And that's what the halacha is, that you could plant anywhere in this area, 2 minim on either side, because this is closed. Even though. This is Poritz Merubah Al Ha'imid. That's the first level that we have over here. Now, the next level the Braisa talks about is dealing when you have your Oimid a specific size. If your Oimid means that the closed off area, the part that which is closed off, it's Migimel until Pochus Midalit. Tochim. That amount. This has a special halacha over here. The halacha over here is that being that over here, the oimid doesn't have its own chashivas. The chashivas of oimid comes with Dalit Tochim. This doesn't have the chashivas of oimid. And therefore, in this situation, this oimid could become bottom. Doesn't have its own chashivas to stand on its own, and therefore, if the ear space that's in between is not going to become closed, it's going to remain an open space. So that parus will be mevatel ha'oimid, and this is the halacha that it'll be totally osur, even kineged ha'oimid. Okay, so in a situation when you have a parus. The porotz is open. The porotz is not going to become mutter because you have too much porotz, right? Which is the machleik is more exactly what that shear is. Is because you have more porotz than oimid, or you have porotz ka'oimid. That's the machleik is in the Gemara. But whatever you hold, as far as that's concerned, that the open spot will not become mutter. So once the open spot is not mutter in this situation, then the closed area will become bottle. Since it doesn't have its own chashivas, the amount, the area which is closed off, and this is the halacha that it's kula yasser, will become totally awesome.
Right now you're talking in the area that's supposed to be oimed. There's a pritza there of more than gimel.
See, we're talking about a mechitza where you have, let's say this side, right? This side over here. Now this area over here is closed off with spaces in between. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about over here. So the part which has the slats, right, over here, that's what we call oimid. Mm-hmm. And the area which is in between the ear spaces is called the porotz,
yeah.
Right? So in this situation over here, that being that the size of the open area is more than Gimel Tvachim, so lovet is not an issue, because we just discussed, that was the first thing. Lovet is esteem by itself, regardless of what you have. Once you get out of the lovet area, right? Now you have to work with, in order to close it off, you can have to work with the din of oimid and parutz. You have to make that your oimid will be a cause for the parutz to close it off. Now, if you don't have enough oymid to close it off. So now the question is, so where do you stand now? My oymid, my close off area, can't cause me to look at the open area as closed. So the open area is going to be open. But now, how do I view the closed area? So in this situation, being that the closed off area doesn't have its own chashivas, so it itself will become batal.
That's because it has more than gimel. It's open more than gimel.
That's open more than gimel, right? So the poritz is going to remain poritz over here. Mm-hmm. This is not going to become closed off. The din will say that we see this area is open. Once this area is open, now we have to say, what's with the oymid over here? So this is what the price is going to make a difference over here with the size of the oymid. If the oymid doesn't have its own chashivus, which means that it's not a full dalet tfachim, so then it'll become batal to the parut, which is near it. Which brings us to the third midah. The third midah is that once the oymid does have a chashivus, once the oymid reaches dalet tfachim, so then it can't become batal anymore. And halacha will be, so the oymid, we'll see in a minute, but right now I'll talk loosely, this oymid is always safe, and this oymid is always here, and it always has a din of steam in this area. So if you want to plant connected, you're safe over here. Now, what the din will have with the parrots will be depending on what's the situation. If you have the amount that the oymid could be marked to the parrots, whatever you hold, if it's oymid merubah parrots or oymid kiparrots, whatever you do, your sheet is left in machlekes in the Gemara, so that will be matter the parrots also. If you have too much parrots, too much open area, so the parrots won't get a heter. The oymid can't be matter the parrots. But on the other hand, the oymid has its own chashiva, so it will remain with its heter. And this is the halacha where it's split. That keneged ha-oymid is motor, keneged parrots is also. That's the general halachas. These are the three categories that we have over here, which basically what we have over here is the first category is that what's the porous area is so small that the din tells us that amount of opening is not opening at all, right? So it's a halacha. The halacha talks to the opening. A small opening is not opening at all, so therefore it's irrelevant on how much oymid you have. And that's why in this situation, even if your oymid is even smaller than the parrot's area, so definitely you can't use the oymid to close off the parrots, but I don't need it. In this halacha, that's the din of lava. Lava says that if is an opening space less than 3 is closed. Alright, that's the first halacha. Now we're going to first come into the dinner of Poros Koimid, this next halacha, which is a halacha that because there is oymid, the oymid is the cause for us to see that the Poros is closed. That's how this second din works. Now, like we mentioned, that's machoikis and the sugi, exactly how much you need. Let's talk halacha so we shouldn't be so confused over here. We pass the halacha like a papa, that Poros Koimid is mutter, right? Oymid kaporot, yeah? So even though it's the same size, but that's enough oymid for us to view the parrots as closed. So if you have oymid kaparots, so it's closed. The area is considered closed. Now, what happens if you have oymid merubal parrots? This is the next two categories. If you have parrots merubal oymid, if you have more parrots, so in this case, the oymid can't close off the parrots. So the parrots definitely is going to remain parrots, going to remain open, and you have no heter in that area. What's the din of the oymid? So on that is a difference in the braisa, that the oymid itself, if it doesn't have its own chashivas, could become bottle to the parrots, and then the whole thing will become awesome. That was that shear, that if the oymid is not dal tfachim, it'll become bottle to the parrots, and then the whole area will be considered like it's open. You can't plant anywhere. However, once the oymid reaches Dalat Fakim, so it has its own chashivas, it can stand on its own. See, even though it's not going to help the parrots, but it'll help itself. That the oymid will retain its own din mechitza, and therefore, connect the oymid can always plant. Now, we have another case the Brahisa talks about. Brahisa talks about if the parrots is more than 10 amas. more than 10 hours. Right? And that we find, we've come across already this many times, that in the shear of an opening, there's a difference between 10 amas and more than 10 amas. As far as 10 amas, like it says in the Mishnah over here, it's kepesach. More than 10 amas, you can't dan it as a pesach. In the Braisa over here of Kelayim, the Braisa also mentions such a din. Nifetz abiyoyse me'eser osur. And Ritzvah explains that even though it might seem like this is a new category over here, and maybe the Braisa should have mentioned four midas, but the Ritzvah tells us that this is really not a new category. It's going to fit into one of the previous categories. Now, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim over here, what the halacha is in this case. The Ritzvah brings his shita, and this is the Tosfos Rishonim that we have on the side of our Gemara, which argues with Rashi, that they hold that Yoyse Me'eser, if the opening is more than 10, the din is that the oimid still has a din of oimid. Meaning to say that if the opening is more than 10, so in this situation, that doesn't have a din of a pesach, it's porutz. So in this situation, it can't become nitter with the general din of oimid kaporutz. Right? So in this situation, it's not a new halacha, because the din is going to fit into one of the previous categories. But what changes over here is as follows: that this that we have a halacha, that let's say oimer kiporitz could close off the area, that's only if it's a shear of a pesach. If it's more than a shear pesach, so this area can never be considered that it's closed off, and therefore this Pirtzo will remain as a Pirtzo. Now the Shaila is, what happens now, if you have such a Pirtzo, does that affect the Oymid or not? The Ritva holds that it does not affect the Oymid. And this is what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Belinera, you see on the side of the Gemara over here, Belinera, the Loy Mitzra Ella Kenegra Pirtzo. You see what that is? It's the Tosfos Yeshanim over here. See a bunch of lines on small print on the bottom in brackets. It says Tof Yud, which is Tosfos Yeshanim. Linear le mitzer ela k'neged apirtzo. I hold that it's only the iser is only opposite the open space. Kiven to have a oimid choshev k'may poros merubod le mitzer k'neged ha'oimid. He says that once you have oimid choshev, it can never become bottled. Whatever kind of pirtzo you have over here, the oimid will never become bottom. It brings a riot to that. So therefore, this situation over here, the halacha is going to fit into the category where keneged haporus is also, and keneged haoimid is mutter. That's why the Tosfos says it's not a numida. This fits into that category. Right? The three categories over here. And this fits into the category according to the Ritzvah, and these Rishonim, Tosfos Rishonim, that they hold that once the oimid is a shir choshev, it can never become bottle. So even if you have a pirtza, which is a very strong pirtza, that the pirtza is not subject to the heter of poritz ka'oimid, it's more than a shir pesach, so even though you have the proper amount of oimid over here, but the pirtza can't get a heter, nevertheless, it's never going to affect the oimid itself. And the oimid, once it reaches the shir of da'at fachim, is safe. Now Rashi says over here, contrary to this, this Rashi where the Tosfos Yeshanim is coming from, where that star is in the Rashi, in Divrei Maaschal Va'ad Eser, over here Rashi tells us, Rashi is Ve'eser B'chlal, Avol Yoyse Miyud, Kigoyin Oymer Yud Beizay Tesvov, Loimotzi L'meim Asher Pertzosoy v'miluoi, v'afilu botza v'miluoi. Because even if you have less, the ika pirza yoyse me'eser, mitzar kuloi, k'detoni seifu. This is how Rashi learns, k'detoni seifu. That's what the seifu means. When it says in Rashi, b'yoyse me'eser osur, the question how to translate the Gemara. What does b'yoyse me'eser osur mean? The other Mishnah that we discussed now also means that the Pirtza can never get a heter. That's what it means. Rashi also means that everything's awesome. Therefore, Rashi says that if you have a Pirtza which is more than 10 Amis, that will aser the Oymit. Even the Oymit, it's kuli aser. Okay, so that's one machlekes in the Mishnah that we have over here in the Gemara. What the din is, if you have a Pirtza which is yoyseme yeser, will that affect the oimit? Even though you have an oimit choshev, but if you have a strong pirtza, that could even affect the oimit. Or the other rishonim hold that no, that oimit, once your oimit reaches a shir choshev, then it can never be affected. And the whole nafka mina of the din of pirtza yoyseme yeser is only concerned the pirtza, whether the pirtza itself could be mekabel the heter of oimit kiporitz.
What's the svar of a Rashi? Because a wall is a wall. Once you have a wall, he's saying if the parts is bigger than the omid, then it could swallow up and debattle the omid part. How do you see that? I mean, a wall is a wall. Why would we ever battle?
Well, I mean, you see that's agreed on, that if it's less than dalid, the omid, then it could become bald, right?
It's not chashiv though.
Okay.
Once it goes into chashiv, it's a metzias.
I don't know.
If you have a wall that's metzias, the wall has a din of. We're talking about 10, right? Once the wall is chashiv, why do we see this as a separate wall, as an entity among itself, that shouldn't be affected by the parts? That's what I'm trying to understand. A wall should be not affected. Why would the wall be affected by the parts if you could say it's chash, it's an entity, it stands on its own?
Well, I mean, I think the simple way to look over here is that it's relative. I mean, choshev doesn't mean intrinsically that it can't become bottle. Choshev just means is that this power of bittul won't affect that. That's what we're talking about when we're saying it's bottle. Mm. All right? Now, there seems to be over here a bigger din porots, the two levels of porots, right? Because we know that the porots, which is subject to the heter of oimid ki porots, that could be matter the porots, and then we have a shir porots, which is more than 10, which is not subject to this heter, right? So this porots is a stronger porots. So the question over here is that true that once the oimid reaches dalet, it has a chashivus, right? But that chashivus just means that, therefore, when it comes to an opposing force, it could stand against it. But it doesn't mean necessarily that it can't be come bottle at all. We have to take into consideration each time what is the opposing force. So that's definitely true that the koyach of the pirtza is greater. There's a greater pirtza when it's more than 10, and that shows up in the fact that it can't accept a heter that less than 10 gets. So it definitely is a stronger pirtza. And the question over here is, this that we're saying, that once the imam reaches down, it's choshev, does that make it, what is the power of that chashivas? Does that mean that it can't become botul at all? That's what many Rishonim say. And Rashi says that no, that chashivas is only as far as when you have something, a pirtza, which is the lower level pirtza, because it fits into the din of a Pesach, so it won't become botul to that. But if you have a stronger pirtza which can get a heter, that definitely is a stronger pirtza. So Rashi holds that will even have an effect on the oimid. That means that the chashivas of dalet is not enough to withstand the opposing force of a pirtza gemur. Okay?
Maybe to strengthen what Moshe is asking, mm-hmm. is, let's say you just had a wall, make it a wall of four... Of four tvachim.
Right.
So now you have a good wall.
Right.
Right? Now, if you put 11 amas away from it, another wall of four tefachim. So now all of a sudden you have two walls with a pirtza in front of it. So that's being, so adding that second section is going to end up being mevatel both of the smaller ones.
Well, see the way to understand that is is that is the porus related at all to the oimid? You know, if taking on, you know, assuming that you're right with your assumptions over here, the difference is because when you have this four, so the porus over here is not related to the oimid at all. It doesn't talk to it. Therefore, can't affect it. Right? Once you put something over here, now what you're doing is you're relating the porus to the oimid. Now there's an opposing force of porus against the oimid. Before that, it wasn't related, so it didn't oppose it. Right? But that's what we're dealing with. In a situation when it's opposing, that's when you talk about bittul. If it's not opposing, then there's no question of bittul. Okay?
Once it's connected, then once the two sides are connected, the two of mudim are connected, then we say, what's the status of the parts? Is it have a chayat to bottle it or not?
Mm-hmm.
I have a very good example.
Okay? Okay. Now let's just mention over here one more point, which is really a question in halacha. The Gemara deals with this brayso, and the Gemara asks a contradiction in the brayso itself. We know that we had before a machlokes in what the shir of lovod is. Just that we're assuming right now that within gimel is lovod. We had previously shitas of shimmi gamliel, right? That he holds that less than dalet is lovod. Right? So it seems to be a question of what the halacha mishmi sinai of lovod is. And the Gemara understands that if you hold that the shir of lovod is less than dalet, that means, and more than dalet is not lovod. That means that you have this category of less than dalet and dalet. That's a cutoff point between these two things. However, the rabbanim who hold that lovod is less than gimel, so by them, the non chashivas is till gimel. Once you reach gimel, so fine, that reaches the level of the hashivas, and that's why that we view that pirtza as a whole. So from there and on, should only be the same thing. Should reach his hashivas. This is what the Gemara assumes, and therefore the Gemara asks that this middle level that we were talking about, when the oimid is less than dalid, that sounds like the Gemara sounds like a shmigam lil shita that he holds. That a chashivas is not reached till dalid, and that's the basis of his shita that lovud is anything less than dalid, doesn't have chashivas, that whole. So the Gemara says that it would seem to be that this category over here is Reb Shimon Gamliel, whereas the first part, when the Gemara discussed there was a category of less than gimel, the Gemara over there was assuming that the shir lovud is less than gimel, that's the Rabbanan shita. So the Gemara asks the question that these two, the way the Braisa talks about these two categories seems to be a contradiction. The first category seems to be talking about reaching a chashivas. That's why till gimel is lovud, which is Rabbanan Shittim. And the second category that the Braisa talks about, that dalet is the shir choshev, less than dalet is not choshev, is Reb Shimon Gamliel. This is what the Gemara asks this question. That there seems to be a contradiction over here. Who is this brayso going according to? Rabbanan according to Reb Shimon Gamliel? This is what the Gemara asks. Now, there are two terutzim in the Gemara, which is important for us. The Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin Omer Beis answers the question three lines from the top. Omer Abaye. Abaye gives the first terutz. Midrash Rabbanan Seif Nami Rabbanan, Moed Rabbanan the Chol Lemishra Kinegdai Iika Mokem Abba Choshuv VeIloi Loi Choshuv. Abaye answers, and Abaye says that this that we were assuming, that the Braisa talks about a Hashivas at Dalit, which we thought was Rishim Gamliel, this is the Moras Mechadish to us, that no, that these two things are not dependent on each other, even though as far as Lovet is concerned, the Rabbanon hold that once you reach Gimel, you have a Shir Choshev, and if you have a hole, a space, Gimel, that has a Chashivas, and we see it, we view it as a Pirtzeh, as a whole, we're not going to say Lovet. Well, less than that, it's too small, not Choshev, we see that it's awesome. Concerning that Halacha, the Din of Lovet, that the Chashivas of the opening spot is three. However, when you're dealing with the Chashivas of Oymid, the Chashivas of Oymid has a different measure, and over there the Chashivas is with Dalit. This is Abaye's Teretz. Therefore Abaye says that the entire Braisa is Rabbanon, and in Nacham it's true, you'll find in one area we're dealing with the Chashivas of Gimel, you reach Chashivas by Gimel, that's concerning Lovet, that's concerning an open area. If an area is open, if it's very small, we don't see it open, or at what point is the opening choshev enough that we have to see it as it is, and the din will agree that it's considered a piritzah, that's already gimel. But that's when you're talking about an opening. But when you're dealing with something closed, and you want and the closed area, you want to deal with its chashivas, as far as it becoming bulk or not, that is a sheer dalit. That's what the Gemara says, that there's two levels of chashivas depending on what you're dealing with. The Gemara originally assumed that they're dependent one on the other, and this is Abaye's answer. Abaye says, that Rabbanon hold that as far as the chashivas of the oymid, you need doubt. Now, Rava gives the answer. Rava says, Rava doesn't agree with this, right? Rava is going with the assumption that these two things really would be dependent on each other. However, Rava tells us like this: Rava Omar mid the seifa Rav Shimon Gamliel Reish Nami Shimon Gamliel. Rava says no, the seifa definitely is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Right? This that the Braisa talks about a chashivas of Dalit of Oymid, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanon did not agree with that. According to Rabbanon, you reach the chashivas at Gimel. Right? Nothing new happens at Dalit. If so, the question is, how could the Reish be Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the din of Lovud is till Dalit. On that he says a stipulation makes a difference in Lovut. V'chi Amar Rishim Gamliel Amrin on Lovut Hanemil Lemalo Av Lamata Havle Kimechitzu Shagdim Boikim Bo Loy Amrin on Lovut. The Gemara says, and the other sources that we had, Rishim Gamliel was talking about Lemalo. If you have a Kairav, right? If you have a kollel coming from two sides and they don't reach, so that's what Shimon said over there. If the opening space is less than dalat tefachim, we view it as sosim. That's the he holds the din of lovud. Lovud is taka with as long as it's less than dalat, even though it's already reached the size of gimel. However, the zotim more like this. But when he's talking about lematam, there's a new problem over here. Which the truth is, that's really the lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa uses a new lashon, have a mechitza shagdim boikim bo. Right? There's a opening over here that a gedi, a young goat, could get by easily. Right? What's this new nusach over here? I mean, it's not lovet. Right? So it's taka mashma over here, and that's how the Gemara over here seems to be talking. That as far as the din of lovet generally, you taka have the shiloh, but there's something over here which is breaking the lovet, something which is taking away that in the fact that it's over here in an area where animals could easily get through that spot. So therefore we can't view it as a stima, being that it's such a thing which in practically things could get by. And it's a bittle to the din of love. The Milo, the din of love will stand because there's no gdim going over there. So it sounds like it's two different things. The din of lava is taka less than dalit, but there's a force which could be mavatal the lava. The fact that it's in an area that's gedi and beikima, that'll break the stima that lava can give us. Now, just one more moment over here. La halacha, generally we paskin like Rava against Abaye. Now, if that's so, so Rava's telling us that this braisa over here is a Shimming Amaliel. Right? Now, true that he's saying that the din, the first din of the braisa, within Gimel Lamata, Rabban Agriba Shimming Amaliel. So that's a universal halacha. But what's Negel halacha over here is that this middle din over here that the braisa talks about when you have Oymid, which is Dalit, less than Dalit, then that Oymid will become bottle according to Rava, that's only according to Shimming Amaliel. But according to the Rabbanan, once you reach Gimel, then you're safe. Oymid will never become bottle once the Oymid is Gimel. So therefore, many Rishonim paskin lahalacha over here from this Gemara that lahalacha, the way things come out is that this piece that says in the Braisa is not halacha. We don't pass like this. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to the Rabbanan, the din is this Mida over here is not going to apply at this amount, at this year, and once you reach Gimel Tfachim, then already that's considered an Oymid Chashuv, and it won't become bottle. And will just be left to the Machlaikis that mentioned before, Rashi, and the other Rishonim, when it's Pirtei Yosim Esther, then possibly, according to Shitz Rashi, it'll be subject to Bittel, according to other Rishonim, it won't. So according to other Rishonim, once you reach an Oymid of Gimel, then you're safe, that Oymid will always remain, and you can always plan Knega that Oymid.